Joshua 3, 7 through 13. Joshua 3, 7 through 13. I will be reading out of the English Standard Version. You can just follow along, but I need you to get to the text. Joshua 3, 7 through 13. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
If you don't have it, say, wait a minute. I hear pages turning, nobody want to cry out. That's all right. Joshua 3, 7 through 13. Are we there? Almost there. Joshua 3, 7 through 13.
Got that reference.
Scripture reads, the Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And as for you, command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, when you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. And Joshua said to the people of Israel, come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, here is how you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is passing over before you into the Jordan. Now, therefore, take 12 men of the tribes of Israel, from each tribe a man, and when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the ark of the Lord, Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap. And when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan. May you see it. Look at somebody and say, you are the evidence. That's what I want to talk about. You are the evidence. Some of the things that happen around times when we celebrate milestones in churches is that sometimes we get convenient amnesia about who brought us to this place. And not only who brought us to this place, but in many instances, we forget about the journey there. We have in this story a whole generation of Israelites, some that knew about the Red Sea, and some that did not. So they did not have context as to how God could really deliver in moments of great opposition. So they are now prepared to go into the Promised Land a second time. Because if you read your Bible, which I know you do, 40 years before, they had another opportunity. But because of a 10-2 vote, they decided not to trust God. Yeah, because of a 10-2 vote, they decided that the promise of God was not enough. Because of a 10-2 vote, they decided that they were not going to go in and face what God had already said would be eliminated. 40 years before, because of a 10-2 vote. Because of that, they said no. The interesting thing about when that happened, those 10 ended up dying. All that followed those 10 ended up missing it. And because of those that decided to miss it, They missed the opportunity to enter into the promised land geographically from the south with no interference. So 40 years later, new leader came about who was a part of the two that said we can take the land.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And God gave him the opportunity now to realize the promise that should have been obtained 40 years before. And here's the interesting thing. Let me share this with you. Just because a majority doesn't want to go with God does not mean that the promise of God is null and void.
Preach, Reverend, preach.
It just means because we have to get some stuff out,
right,
that some things are just delayed. And sometimes you gotta get the mess out and just go through the delay. That's so right. Then when you finally go into it, you got the right folk at the right time to appreciate what God has for you. But I'm not trying to talk about that. I'm talking about now preparation. Because now they were coming to the Jordan in a season when the Jordan was overflowing its banks. At a moment when God said, it's time to go in, but I'm going to do it with the greatest opposition that you can find. And now that I'm going to do this, I want you to see how this thing's going to work. So he tells Joshua, here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell everybody, consecrate themselves, because on tomorrow, you're going to finally cross on over. And when you cross on over, you're going to finally embrace all that I've promised you. But in the process, the way that you're going to know that I'm in this is going to be through some priests. Here's what's going to happen. The priests are going to take up my ark. They're going to go before all of you, and they're going to enter into the opposition so that you can see how I work. They are going to go before you, that my presence is going to be with them, and I'm telling them to go into the opposition, stand in it until I move. So they represent now the evidence of what God can do when you're faced with a challenge. Okay? In life, God may not explicitly tell you, but you will live long enough and you will live in moments when you are faced with some trouble, trial, tribulation that nobody can begin to understand. And sometimes you don't even understand it because you've been tithing, you've been going to church, you've been loving your neighbor, you haven't cussed nobody out, you've been doing all kind of stuff, you've been trying to live for the Lord the best way you know how. You read your word, you come to Bible study, you sing in the choir, you sing on the pew, you shout, you holler, all that stuff, but then trouble comes. You can believe in God for things in your life, that your children will be all right, your grandchildren will be all right, that you'll get a job, that you'll have this and you'll have that. You've been faithful to God, but then trouble comes. Everything that God has promised you, you've been holding on to it, you've been walking by faith and not by sight. You've been having hope that's been built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. But then all of a sudden, as you approach the things that God has for you, you find yourself coming up against trouble. So when you come up against trouble, sometimes God will not move until he allows you to step in it. And I'm convinced the reason that God will allow us to step in some stuff has absolutely nothing to do with God being one that likes to see his children go through pain.
Right.
But it's because you got some folk behind you that need to see something.
All right.
Listen, I'm almost there. Give me about 10 minutes, I promise. You gotta let sometimes God will allow you to go into something that seems impossible, not for you, but for folk watching you. See, you're going through some stuff right now that your children need to watch because they ain't gonna hear nothing I got to say. You're facing some trouble and some trials in your life right now. Not because of anything you've done, but because somebody needs to see some evidence of what God can do. And sometimes the evidence of what God can do is not just going to be some instantaneous moment that we always hype up, but every now and then, we need to see that somebody has gone through a process. God is not microwave. God works like a crock pot. Every now and then, you got to let the stuff get in there. You got to prep it right. And you got to let some time go by. But by the end of it all, that thing starts looking right, smelling right. And the result is better than you could have imagined. Because some things do take time. So the people have to watch these brothers go into a thing before they can cross over into the promise. Mount Calvary, you are at a point right now at an intersection between promise, destiny, and trouble.
Yes, sir.
And folk need to see that you can go through trouble because once you do, that you'll cross over into destiny. And at some point, somebody needs to be able to look over and say, look, the Lord can do it for them, he can do it for me. If the Lord can save them, he can save me. If the Lord can heal them, he can heal me. If the Lord can build them up, he can show them, build me up. You are not here just to be somebody that's just sitting on the backside. You are set apart to be evidence of what God can do. So what are the signs of being the evidence? Because I see that I've already gone past my time. First thing. First sign is you carry the presence of God. Watch it everywhere.
That's right.
Ain't nothing worse.
Everywhere.
Than seeing somebody who can put on a show on Sunday.
Look here.
For folk they don't like. And they go everywhere else. And act like God can't move in that. Get this image. Get the image. You got at least 6 people, priests that were anointed to do this. Carrying the ark. The Jordan's overflowing. It is not at normal level. It is overflowing. It's overflowing. So they're already entering into trouble that's coming for them. But with God, they can go into the thing. And God said, don't just go into it, stand in it. But how can I stand in a thing that can overtake me? You got me. All right, cool. Let me say that again. How can you stand in a thing that should overtake you? You got to have the Lord on your side. Let me say it one more time for the folk that are on the street that have not come to church yet. How in the world can I stand in something that can overtake my mind, overtake my heart, overtake my spirit, overtake my soul, overtake my mental state, overtake things that matter to me? How in the world can I stand in it when I know I could drown in it? The only way to do it is if you got the Lord on your side. And if you've got the Lord on your side, you can stand through trouble. You can approach trouble. You can deal with the trials and the tribulations of life. And you will be able to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that even in the midst of all that you're going through, you can hold on to the fact that the Lord is with you. Even when I don't know how it's going to work out, I can hold on to the fact that the Lord is with me. Even when I feel like the Lord might have left me, I'm holding on to the fact that he said, I'll never leave you. I won't forsake you. I'll stand by your side. Through thick and thin, I'm there. When you're in hell, I'm there. When you're on top, I'm there. No matter matter what you go through, I am there. Is there anybody in here that can say for themselves that they serve a God that's so gracious and so loving and so caring that even in the midst of all that you go through, that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is with you, that even when you are pressed, he will stand by your side. That's good news, that he will carry you through. He will hold you up even when you're going through.
My God, my God.
Two. Sign and evidence he's with you. You're able to confront trouble. They went to it, not from it.
Right.
Have you ever had a bully? I know you can't tell by how I look today, but when I was a kid, in my neighborhood, there are these two twins that terrorized everything. And my goodness, they terrorized my life when I was a kid. They called me soft, but no, I wasn't soft. I was just sensitive to everything that went on around me. Y'all better quit laughing, because let me tell you what happened. They kept picking on me and picking on me. And one day, I stopped going to the park that was only around the corner. And then one day, I needed to do something different. I wanted to play ball. I wanted to do all kind of stuff. So my grandfather challenged me to work out in a way that I would prepare. So one day, I started working out. I started boxing because my grandfather was a middleweight when he was in the military. I put on his gloves. He showed me how to swing. I lifted weights. I ran. I did all kind of stuff. So the next time I made up my mind to go to the park, which was several months later, I showed up to the park. Swole. Twice the size of those little punks. And all I did was approach them. I was tall. I was strong. And I looked them square in the eye without saying one word. And I looked at them basically saying, try me again. And they not only backed down from me, but they became my friends. Listen, you got to get to a place in life where God is saying, you got something I promised you, and I haven't turned my back on my promise. But here's what's in front of you. So the question is, how bad do you want it? And if you want it bad enough, you're going to run up on the thing and say, you are not going to get in the way of what this is for me. There comes a point where God is not going to do this work. It's up to you. You got to say to yourself, if God be for me, who is going to be against me? And even if they're standing in front of what God promised me, I'm going to confront that thing, look it square in the face, and tell it, you got to get out of the way. And if it got to be a stare down, I'm going to keep on walking up on you, knowing that God's got to move. Can I tell something from the Bible? Remember those brothers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Remember those brothers. Do you remember them for real? They looked at their employer, looked them square in the face after they wouldn't do what he wanted them to do. Looked them in the eye after he said, don't you know, I can take your money, I can take your life, I can take everything from you. Don't you know you're in my hands? And they looked back at him and said, do what you got to do. But the God we serve is able to deliver us from your hand. But watch this. They said, but even if he don't do it, it's going to be all right, because we know he's able. And not only did God show up, but everything that tried to take him out got burnt up in the process. You got to understand that at some point, you got to look that thing in the eye and say, you know what? This one's for my babies. This one's for my children. This one's for my household. This one's for my family. This one's for my church. This one, I am not going to let up until I get all that God has promised me. And if I got to go through it, I'm going to go through it, but I'm not leaving here until I lay. Let's go. We're almost there. One last thing. We need some time in between. Last thing. That's evidence of God's moving in your life. That makes you his evidence. Is that you're able to stand until he moves. We read scriptures. We quote them. Saying stuff like this. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and know that I am God. Stand. Whole lot of standing. I used to think that standing was so counterproductive because we serve a God that's progressive. But I've learned something over time. As progressive as God is, he teaches us with standing that there's only a certain point that we can do stuff and then he got to do the rest. All right. Y'all ready now? All right. Get my presence. Walk before the people. Go into the Jordan and stand there. Stand there. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, but you need to stand there until I do it. I'm telling you how you're going to get victory. The waters are going to go back. I'm going to make them walls and everybody will be able to cross on over. But first, you got to get in it. And you gotta stand there until I do it. Watch this too. Read your Bible. Do you see a time period in there? You don't see. He didn't say nothing about an hour. He didn't say 15 minutes. For all we know, it could have been 45 minutes. It could have been an hour. It could have been two. But my God, hold the box for 2 hours. That's rough. Yeah. But they were told, go in it and stand there until I move. Some of y'all are wading in the water. Standing there asking God, when are you going to do what you said you were going to do? And God's just telling you, stand. After you've done all you can, stand. After you've done everything I've asked you to do, stand. After all the things you've gone through, you're too close to what I promised you. So now that you've done your part, all I want you to do is stand there and watch how bad I am. I want you to stand there and enjoy the show. Because when you see me move, it's going to blow your mind. But when you see what everybody else sees me move, it's going to mess them all the way up. All right. They stood there. And then wait for it. I didn't touch this. Before they went, they assigned 12 people to mark the occasion in advance of the move. Find 12 people that are going to watch this and make sure they're prepared to mark what happens on this day. So you need to stand, but even before you stand, make sure you got the right people watching, because you need somebody to record this. And somebody needs to record the fact that God did exactly what he said. And if there's anybody in here today, you ought to be able to shout about 139 stones that have been marked. Because there have been people that have watched what Mount Calvary has gone through. Sometimes up, sometimes down, but yet and still, Mount Calvary is still standing. And for the next move that's getting ready to happen, I don't care where it happens. I don't care if it's manifested in a building, more people, whatever. You need to be around and be a sign to get a stone, because you're going to watch what happens when God gets ready to move. And God needs some people that are able to stand there until he moves. He needs some folk that can stand tall and be able to do what nobody else can do, and that's trust God. And if you can stand there long enough, if you can hold on and hold out, if you can make it until the next move, if you can make it until God shows up, if you can make it until everything that he promised comes to pass, if you can just stand there a little while longer, God will show up and show out. And when God shows up, you'll be able to look at somebody and say, you can walk on in, because I've been there, I've done that, and God showed up again. I can hold on and hold out, knowing that the Lord will take care of me. I can stand in the mess and stand through the trial, because I serve a God who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think. Is there anybody here that knows that when you stand on his word, when you stand on his promise, God will show up for you? If you can just hold on just a little while longer, if you can hold on to his promise, if you can hold on to the fact that he will come through, you'll be blown away by how he does it. Money coming back into your pocket, all kinds of folk in your life being saved, your children being delivered, your job being delivered, everything around you being delivered, and being able to navigate through a mess of a country we're in, because God will show up for you. Don't worry about a wall that somebody else is talking about, because God's going to build a wall and let you walk on dry land and enter into your promise. In spite of what people may do, you will be able to hold on and grab hold to what he promised you, because what God's got for you is for you. What God's got for you, nobody can take away from you. Is there anybody here that knows that God will?